said it. How can you speak so unkindly of your own children? Oh, dear, how ill I feel. Have you no pity for me? Don't you realise how I suffer?
Indeed, my dear. I've suffered with you for the last 23 years, but I think you will recover and live to see many more rich young men come into the neighbourhood. When he was young, Mr. Bennet had made the mistake of falling in love with a pretty but foolish young woman. During the long years of their marriage, he had had time to regret his mistake. He soon realised that his wife had little intelligence or common sense, and was only interested in talking, shopping, and finding husbands for her daughters. His experience had made him rather bitter, and he could not stop himself mocking his wife, who never understood her husband's sense of humour. So, when, a week later, Mrs. Bennet discovered that her husband had, in fact, visited Mr. Bingley at Netherfield, she was surprised and very pleased. But she and her daughters tried in vain to persuade Mr. Bennet to describe the wealthy stranger, and in the end, they had to rely on another neighbour's description.
"He sounds wonderful, Mama,"
cried Lydia, the youngest and noisiest of the sisters.
"Charlotte Lucas's father has been to see him and says he's quite young, very handsome and extremely charming. And even better, he loves dancing. Everybody knows that means he's very likely to fall in love."
As politeness required, Mr. Bingley came to visit Mr. Bennet a few days later. He was not, however, fortunate enough to see the Bennet girls, who were hiding behind the curtains in an upstairs room in order to catch sight of the handsome stranger. Mrs. Bennet planned to invite him to dinner, but in fact they met him at another social event first. The Bennets lived in the small Hertfordshire village of Longbourn, and public dances were regularly held in the nearest town, Meryton. The girls were greatly looking forward to this particular dance, because they had heard that Mr. Bingley would be attending with a group of friends from London. On the night of the dance, all eyes were on Mr. Bingley as he entered the room. He had brought his two sisters, with the husband of the elder, Mr. Hurst, and another young man, Mr. Darcy. Mr. Bingley was indeed good-looking and gentlemanlike, and his sisters were fine, fashionable women. However, everybody was soon talking about Mr. Darcy, a tall, handsome man who, it was said, had an income of £10,000 a year. The ladies in the room gazed at him in admiration for about half the evening, until they became aware of his constant frown and his unwillingness to talk or dance. Then there was general agreement that he was proud and disagreeable and considered himself superior to country people. Mr. Bingley, on the other hand, made himself popular with the ladies by dancing every dance and talking to everybody. As there were not as many gentlemen as ladies, Elizabeth Bennet did not have a partner for one of the dances and was sitting watching the dancing. Mr. Darcy was standing near her, and when Mr. Bingley came up to speak to his friend, Elizabeth could not avoid hearing their conversation.
"Come, Darcy," said Bingley. "I hate to see you looking so cross. Why don't you dance with one of these lovely girls?"
"Certainly not," replied Darcy. "You know how I hate dancing with a partner I don't know. I would particularly dislike it at a village dance like this. Apart from your sisters, there isn't a woman in the room I would even consider dancing with. You were dancing with the only attractive girl here."
He was looking at Mrs. Bennet's eldest daughter, Jane, who was waiting for Bingley to join her for the next dance.
"Oh, yes, she's the most beautiful creature I've ever seen. But just behind you is one of her sisters. She's very pretty, and I'm sure she's very pleasant. My partner could introduce you."
"Who do you mean?"
And Darcy turned to look at Elizabeth for a moment.
"No," he said coldly. "She's not attractive enough to tempt me. Go back to your partner, Bingley."
This conversation did not endear Mr. Darcy to Elizabeth, but she told the story very cheerfully and amusingly to her friends. The evening passed very happily for everybody else, and Mrs. Bennet